Penguin Random House Audio presents The Signal and the Noise, Why So Many Predictions Fail, But Some Don't, by Nate Silver. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain, with an added preface for the 2020 edition. Preface to the 2020 edition. We were warned, and it didn't really make much difference. In 2015, Bill Gates said that a pandemic was more likely to kill millions of people than a war. In 2016, after Donald Trump won the presidency, an event about which we'll have more to say later, President Obama's transition team left behind a playbook dealing with responses to a number of pandemic scenarios, including a novel coronavirus. In 2019, Dr. Anthony Fauci cited a respiratory pandemic like SARS, that is, something exactly like COVID-19, in response to a reporter's question of what kept him up at night. To be clear, these predictions weren't terribly specific. Nobody said, a novel coronavirus will originate in winter of 2019-20 in Wuhan, China. None of these people were clairvoyant. But they attested that the background risk was fairly high. On average, there has been a severe pandemic around every 50 years in the U.S. The last two major ones before COVID-19 were influenza pandemics in 1918-19 and 1957-58, which might imply around a 2% annual chance. If such a pandemic killed the same proportion of Americans as died in the 1918-19 pandemic, or around 0.7%.